Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, January 29, 2021. Top stories for today. Finance Minister Dato' Sri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz has reassured that Malaysia will not implement a total lockdown on the economy despite the rising COVID-19 contagion rate. He said if the number of cases continued to rise, the government will proceed to focus on enforcing a more stringent standard operating procedure. Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob has responded via a Twitter thread clarifying that regulations to compel local and non-Malaysian tenants to undergo COVID-19 swab tests or be barred from entering was not an official regulation issued by the National Security Council. But he also said that the management bodies of these properties have the right to enforce such requirements on their tenants, asserting that private properties can implement their own set of rules on its residents. Meanwhile, the opposition Pakatan Harapan Coalition has set up its own immunisation task force led by former Health Minister Dato' Sri Zulkifli Ahmad to encourage Malaysians to go for the COVID-19 vaccination programme when it finally rolls out. On the international news, Vietnam reported 9 more new COVID-19 infections earlier today as its first outbreak for nearly 2 months spread to Hanoi, where the ruling Communist Party is holding its key 5-yearly congress. At an urgent meeting held on Thursday night, Hanoi authorities said they were ramping up tracking and testing capabilities, adding that the city can conduct 10,000 tests a day, with preparations to be made up for 30,000 COVID-19 cases. Britain is banning direct passenger flights to and fro from the United Arab Emirates from today, shutting down the current world's busiest international airline route from Dubai to London. Britain said it was adding the UAE, Burundi and Rwanda to its coronavirus travel ban list because of worries over the spread of a more contagious and potentially vaccine-resistant COVID-19 variant first identified in South Africa. Meanwhile, a group of more than 1,700 Rohingya Muslim refugees set sail for a remote island in the Bay of Bengal, with more preparing to go on Saturday, despite concerns about the risk of storms and floods lashing the site. Previously, Bangladesh has sent another nearly 3,500 Rohingya refugees from neighbouring Myanmar to the island of Basanchar since early December from border camps where a million live in ramshackle huts. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.